voted, that's their close call.
The roll shows 17 members present this morning. Senators Bennett, Fahrenkamp, Ferguson, and Ziegler are excused from the call of the Senate today. Senator Fahrenkamp is present.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day which you have created. May your presence be in our midst as each one goes about the task of making important decisions that will affect the future of our state. May we think clearly and with vision. You have been gracious to us in many ways, and we thank you for your grace. We know that you are forever in control. Keep us mindful of that today. And I ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, who is Christ Jesus. Amen.
The Secretary certifies correctness of the Daily Journal.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 115th legislative day and Senate Supplement Number 26.
Ray.
Move the journal for the 115th day and Senate Supplement Number 26 be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Guest for introduction this morning, Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I have some people here. First, I have some Sheffield Hotel managers' spouses, and they're from all over Alaska. And when I read your names, would you please stand up? From the Anchorage Home Office, Dana Dugdale, Honorary Scott, Joanne Hitchcock, and Mark Watalik. From Juneau Cape Fox, Drew Behar, Sitka, Sheffield Sitka, Diane Dalton, Sheffield Kenai, Colleen Abrams, Sheffield Valdez, Kristen Kirschbaum, and their escort from Juneau, Irene Roberts Erickson.
We welcome you here today. It's good to have you.
I also have some sixth grade students from Mountain Village. And when I call your names, would you please stand up? Christine Raphael, Maria Blanket, Tracy Hess, Gail Lawrence, Teresa Ivanoff, Alfreda Joe, Lenora Legis, Inez Brown, Terry Thompson, Dwayne Thompson, Matthew Cochran, Otis Lake, Maddie Joe, Jonathan Waski, John Harpak, Peter Moses, Thomas Abuchak, and Jimmy Queenie. And their teachers, Marcia Friska, and Julia Sabinas. Welcome to the Senate.
Are there messages from the governor this morning?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
There are messages from the House.
Message of May 11. The House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. CS for House Bill Number 211, LNC, amended by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to contracts for architectural, engineering, and land surveying services and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce Finance.
House Bill Number 306 by Representatives Liska, Bussell, Ward, and Ewling, an act relating to burial allowances for veterans.
State Affairs Finance.
Committee substitute for House Bill Number 332, financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to professional licensing and to the regulation of the practice of medicine, and extending the termination date of the State Medical Board and providing for an effective date.
I'm going to ask, because it pertains particularly to medicine, that the bill be assigned to Hess and Finance, however Commerce desires it. Request.
That was the only message from the House today.
Are there communications this morning?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Judiciary Committee considers Senate Bill Number 122, Protection of the Elderly, and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring, Senators Ziegler, Josephson, Eliason. Senator Pettyjohn signed no recommendation. Senate Bill 122 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement on calendar.
The Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill Number 255, Payment of Attorney Services and Expenses for Indigent Criminal Defendants Prosecuted by Municipalities. Senator Ray, Chairman, and Senator Josephson signed do pass. Senator Ziegler signed no recommendation. Signing do not pass for Senators Pettyjohn and Eliason. SB 255 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Finance Committee considered Senate Bill Number 281, Energy Development and Conservation Functions of the Department of Commerce and Economic Development and the Department of Community and Regional Affairs, and recommends that the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute do pass. Signing do pass for Senator Sackett, co-chairman, Senators Mulcahy and Vic Fisher. Senators Josephson and Fakes sign no recommendation. SB 281 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill Number 8, Judicial Retention Elections, and a majority of the committee recommends do not pass. Signing do not pass for Senators Ray, Ziegler, and Josephson. Senator Pettyjohn and Senator Eliason sign do pass. House Bill 8 has a further referral to Finance. The Finance Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 118, Finance, Brown and Grizzly Bear Tag Fee for a Resident, and recommends that the resources Senate Committee substitute do pass. Assigned Senator Sackett, co-chairman, concurring, Senators Mulcahy, Josephson, Fakes, and Vic Fisher. House Bill 118 has no further referral.
Finance Committee.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 124, amending the Alaska Agricultural Loan Act, and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute rules and calendared on May 12. Signed Senator Fakes, chairman, concurring Senator Ray and Senator Ferguson. Senator Kelly signed no recommendation. This does appear on today's calendar. The Rules Committee considers Senate Bill Number 190, Special Appropriations for Payment as Grants for the Wrangell, Totem Pole, and Chief Shakes Island Preservation Project, and recommends to calendar May 12. Signed Senator Fakes, chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Kelly, and Ferguson. There is a memorandum from Senator Ray, subject House Bill 79, Effect on Court Rules. Section 2 of the above referenced bill as passed by the House reads, D. A judicial officer may be disqualified only under this section or AS 2230070. It is our opinion that Section 2 has the effect of changing Rule 10C and Rule 25D Rules of Criminal Procedure and Rule 42C Rules of Civil Procedure. And to be effective, the bill must be approved by an affirmative vote of two-thirds of the full membership of each House under Rule 39E of the Uniform Rules. The House bill title should also note the change in the court rules. However, that can only be accomplished in the House. Senator Ray has returned House Bill 79. There's also a, that was from Richard Folta to Senator Ray, and there is a memorandum from Senator Ray returning this bill.
Yes, we've requested that it go to the House representatives, the Speaker, for their action on the subject.
Those are the standing committee reports.
Are there special committee reports?
There are no special committee reports.
The resolutions for introduction?
There are no new resolutions.
You have the floor, Senator Gilman. There is a bill for introduction this morning.
Senate Bill Number 300 by Senator Ferguson, an act relating to the creation of the Capital Area Historic Properties Advisory Commission.
Resources and finance. It takes us to the daily calendar. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, I would move that my reconsideration of Senate Bill 92 be taken up at this time.
Objection. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill Number 92, an act repealing an appropriation made to the Alaska Permanent Fund and providing for an effective date.
Senator Ray.
President, I ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 92 be reconsideration be held over to Monday's calendar.
Senator Rohde, do you wish it Monday or Tuesday?
I would prefer Tuesday, Mr. President, if it is agreeable with the majority leader.
Not objection. It will be on Tuesday's calendar. We had a discussion up here which needed clarification. Secretary Reed, Bill Senate 124 by title.
Senate Bill Number 124 by Senator Moss, an act amending the Alaska Agricultural Loan Act and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Committee of Substitute Resources and reports it back as follows. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, and Senators Eliason and Paul Fisher signed due pass. Senator Strzelczewski signed due pass with disaster amendment. Senators Mulcahy and Ziegler signed no recommendation. Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Committee of Substitute Finance with the majority due pass. Signed Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Ferguson, and Sackett. Senator Fakes signed no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Committee Substitute Rules and Calendar. Signed Senator Fakes, chairman, concurring Senators Ray and Ferguson. Senator Kelly signed no recommendation.
Rules Chairperson.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that the adoption of the Rules Committee Substitute be adopted.
Objection. Secretary Reed, bill.
CS for Senate Bill Number 124, Rules, by the Rules Committee. An act amending the Alaska Agricultural Loan Act, AS-0310, and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Under A.
Yes. Amendments. I move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for Senate Bill 124, Rules, be considered and grows to advance third reading, place the final passage.
Without objection. Can I read the bill in third reading?
CS for Senate Bill Number 124, Rules, an act amending the Alaska Agricultural Loan Act, AS-310, and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Moss.
Mr. President, the introduction of Senate Bill 124 in its original form contained multiple changes in the Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund. At the request of the Alaska Farmers Stock Growers Association and other members of the farming industry. For a variety of reasons, the bill has been reduced down to the one most major item in it, which has to do with the provision that allows the governor to declare a given farm area crop disaster area if caused by natural disaster. It allows the farmers in the area to qualify for an increased operation loan limits within the ARLF. The need for the provision, Mr. President, is simple. In the event that there is a crop failure, the farmer is allowed to borrow further funds and monies and so forth from the fund the year following a disaster. The original bill, the original statute, allowed them to borrow $200,000 for a operational deal for 1 year. They had to pay it back at the end of it. This will allow them to borrow up to $350,000 for the year following a disaster to take care of their needs to carry on with their farming operation. Mr. President, I might point out that there has been some criticism of Alaska farmers, and I would like to get this in the record at the time. 17% of the farmers have delinquent loans. That's a fact, and I don't deny it. But I might also point out, Mr. President, that better than 24% of the farm loans in the lower 48 are delinquent. I would also point out, Mr. President, that our farm industry in Alaska is part of the greatest industry in the nation today. Some $140 billion worth of products are produced. The largest amount of balance of payments that goes for the payment of Panasonic Electronics, Toyotas, and Datsuns in this nation today come out of the farm industry. We're part of it. We still have to pay too much to some of the things we eat up here, and hopefully this bill here will help our farmers to produce more as the time goes by. I might also point out that it should be noted these loans to the farmers should be made on the merits of the borrower and his farming operation. To set limits on the amount of funds that can be borrowed is to artificially restrict the borrower in his operation. We cannot expect to create a renewable resource industry if we continue funding agricultural development with the major restrictions that we've placed on it, restrictions that even the banks do not place on their borrowers. Thank you, Mr. President. I hope that we'll pass this unanimously.
Ready, Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, first I'd like to commend Senator Moss for a responsible bill. I have a question that arose earlier, in fact, just a couple weeks ago, with regard to the internal memo that the Attorney General's office set forth the constitutional requirements for loan programs. And I'm wondering if the agricultural loan program is also affected by this internal memo regarding the need to reappropriate some of the interest and other fees that are incident to a loan program, if the good senator from Delta Junction is familiar with it.
I'm not quite sure how they're doing it, but it would be my understanding of the loan fund that any money that is brought in interest would return to the loan fund itself. That's part of the reason for a revolving loan fund, in my estimation, is because you put your interest right back into it, you create more and more money.
Senator Moss, may I interfere?
Yes, sir.
Without objection, the House. He's speaking to a constitutional problem or question. The Agricultural Loan Fund, of course, was established in the Territorial Times. And probably that speaks to the constitutional question. It was grandfathered in my opinion. That's off the top of my head, Senator Rohde, but I think that's a fact.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah, of course. Senator Farenkamp.
Mr. President, there is a task force from the governor's office looking at all of the agriculture program as well as the loan program at present time to make recommendations.
Senator Rohde.
The point you make is an interesting one, and it's probably one that that before perhaps the next election, when we might put a constitutional amendment on the ballot, that we perhaps ought to have the Judiciary Committee or some other subcommittee of this body take a look at it, because the internal memo that the Attorney General has set forth does raise a number of interesting questions, and I'm not sure that I necessarily agree with them, but they are posed, and I'm afraid we'll have to respond to them.
I know there's been a raging debate on that subject, particularly with Alaska Housing Home Finance. Senator Ray, the Judiciary Committee and your staff examine that memo and see if it applies to other loan programs and how it does. You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would just like to point out that in spite of some of the objections I've made to the committee system of this body, it appears that this bill, going from introduction to the point that it's in now, has substantially improved. And I think that's a credit to the committees that looked at it. I still have a little bit of problem in extending this fund when we're also looking at cutting back on student loans and some other things, but I think the bill is in an awful lot better form than it was when it was introduced and has some very substantial protections in it at this point.
Are there further questions? Question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 124 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. If all members voted, does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 3 nays, 3 excused.
You have the floor, Senator.
I move the effective date clause, Mr. President.
The bill has been adopted. Effective date clause. The motion is to adopt effective date clause. The question is, I think we have the... Yes, unanimous consent.
Yes.
The vote on the bill becomes vote on effective date clause. Without objection. So ordered. Next item on the daily calendar, Senate Bill 190.
Senate Bill number 190 by Senators Ferguson, Ziegler, Sackett, Vic Fisher, Eliason, Mulcahy, Bennett, Farenkamp, Josephson, Moss, and Pertula. An act making special appropriations for payment as grants for the Wrangell Totem Poles and Chief Shake's Island Preservation and Restoration Project, and for the Sea Alaska Heritage Foundation Language and Cultural Studies Program, and providing for an effective date. State Affairs Committee considered this bill, and the majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman. Signed, do pass for Senators Sturzulski, Rohde, and Ray. Senator Kelly signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman. Concurring, Senators Mulcahy, Josephson, Ferguson, Bakes, and Sackett, with a zero fiscal note.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Yes, amendments.
Move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 190 be considered engrossed to advance third reading and place in final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill number 190, an act making special appropriations for payment as grants for the Wrangell Totem Poles and Chief Shake's Island Preservation and Restoration Project, and for the Sea Alaska Heritage Foundation Language and Cultural Studies Program and providing for an effective date.
Those before you, discussion, debate. Senator Sackett has the floor.
Questions that people have, any?
Are there questions? The question is, shall Senate Bill 190 pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members voted. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 1 nay, and 3 excused.
Senate Bill 190 has passed the Senate. Senator Ray.
I move to ask unanimous
consent that the roll call on the passage of Senate Bill 190 be considered the roll call on the effective date clause.
Not objection. So ordered. Effective date clause been adopted. There's a citation calendar. Secretary, read the citation calendar.
In memoriam, Frank Barr by Senators Vic Fisher and Sturgiluski. In memoriam, Bruce Casperson by Senators Ray and Ziegler and Representative Duncan. A citation honoring Tri-Valley Band by Senator Moss, honoring Kula Anderson by Representatives Herman, Jaroff, McBride, and Senator Mulcahy. Honoring Steve Doherty by Representatives Herman, Jaroff, and McBride, and Senator Mulcahy.
President, may I be shown as a co-sponsor on the Frank Barr Memoriam?
Objection, Senator Lyason.
Mr. President, I make the same request for the Bruce Casperson Memorial.
Objection, pass the round. You have the floor, Senator.
Former member of the Territorial Senate, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the citation also be sponsored by all other members of the Senate.
Not objection, very appropriate. Sorry.
Mr. President, I move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Objection. Citation calendar has been adopted. Takes us to unfinished business this morning. You have the floor, Senator Grossman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the 5-day rule on CSHB 151 be waived. This is a measure relating to the House of Wickersham, which the Senate is familiar with, and the only time when we can hear from the owner in a hearing would be on next week on the 16th of May. I'd like to give him that opportunity, and it is an old subject, and the House has already acted.
Objection. Friend, are there further items under unfinished business? Are there announcement of committee meetings? Announcement of committee meetings for Thursday. Finance Chairman?
Mr. Chairman, for next week, Monday, Senate Bill 109, Senate Bill 137, Tuesday, Senate Bill 120, 169, 202, SB 260, and HCR 2, Wednesday, 52, 265, 174, 168, 251, and 158, Thursday, 66, 266, 55, SR 5, Senate Bill 79, and all of these will be posted out here.
Thank you. Senator Fisher.
Mr. President, State Affairs meets today at 3 p.m. on drunk driving legislation in Butrovich.
Senator Moss.
Mr. President, the Transportation Committee is meeting at 1:30 in the Buttrow Room to consider the MIS, that's the Management Information System, that's in DOT. Yeah, I think it's a very important meeting that we'll have today because we've asked for consultant reports on this particular subject.
Mr. President, Labor and Commerce will meet at 2 o'clock this afternoon at the Belts Room, taking up Senate Bill 277 relating to benefits under the Public Employees Retirement System.
Other announcement of committee meetings? Bill should be going to finance and rules as quickly as possible. Are there items under special orders? Senator Ray?
No other business come before the Senate. I move we adjourn to 10 a.m. Friday the 13th.